Now, how old are you?
I am 10 years old.
14.
8. 12.
I'm 18.
I'm 10 years old.
What grade are you in or about to go into?
I'm a senior.
8th grade.
Sophomore year.
Just finished junior year, so yes, I'm a senior.
I'm in 4th.
What do you do for fun?
I love art. Art is my favorite.
I do soccer, basketball, cheerleading, tennis, baseball.
I like to play on a trampoline, and I love to make slime.
I act in plays, and I sing all the time.
I also write stories because I love writing.
I play tennis. I also like to play soccer with my best buddy, but I'm not on a team.
Listen, you're a great kid. What do you want to be when you grow up?
I'm still figuring it out.
Pediatric oncologist.
I really want to be a marine biologist.
I'm not really sure yet, but I'm looking into biomechanical engineering.
I want to be an orthodontist because you can help kids feel better after smile.
Will you run for president someday?
I want to.
Are you excited to be on the show?
Yeah.
You sound super excited. Have you ever been more excited than this?
Yeah.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
We have a Kid of the Week first today. We have an expert on moss.
Yeah.
Helena Martinez is here. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Thank you for coming in.
I'm glad to be here.
And you are 14 years old?
I am.
Yes. You're very mature for your age already. Oh. I can tell.
Thanks.
And we need a moss expert on this show. Dave, how many times have I said this to you? When are we going to get a moss expert?
If you've said it once, you've said it 1,000 times.
That's all I'm talking about. You're a freshman at Evanston?
I am.
Yeah? What do you think you want to do with your life?
Something...
And keep in mind your mom's in the room.
Oof, yeah. So, something in STEM, something in art, just something really fulfilling.
You know what I'd love to hear about that? Because we talk about empowering girls on this show and opportunities for women. Your generation is not going to have, I hope, these sort of separate conversations that we have to have now. Like, wouldn't it be great if we could empower girls? Wouldn't it be great if we offered more entrepreneurial opportunities for women? I have so much optimism for your generation that the playing field is going to be level enough where these conversations can stop. I would hope you feel good about that.
For sure. Definitely, like, in STEM programs that I've participated in, it's really nice to not have a place where you need to worry about, I don't know, like the different obstacles that are in your life, I guess.
Right, right. Because girls should have the exact same opportunities as boys. It's an idiotic statement to make, but it's true.
For sure.
All right, so let's talk about... I'm all broken up. I'm all choked up about my own statement.
I want to know about this moss. Like, what did you create? How did you come up with this idea to create a new type of moss?
So basically, I was going into the botanic garden with my grandma, and I was looking at a wall. Well, and it had art on it, and it was like a painting of nature. And I was like, okay, what if you could actually paint nature? And so I was looking up on Pinterest, and I saw people were using moss to, like, cover in, like, side cracks and stuff. And so I was like, okay, what if we turn that into a new way to do murals? And I saw people who were, like, gluing moss on walls and stuff. But I was like, what if we could actually, like, integrate STEM in that? People could, like, bring it into classrooms and then just, like, paint all over.
So it's an art medium.
Yeah.
It's like paint. It's like pencils or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You would mix my mixture with water and, like, local moss and then just paint it on walls.
The cool thing
is... Wow, she's a genius.
Yeah, and the cool thing is...
You're too smart for this show.
I think you're saying that the moss is still alive. Is it alive or is part of it alive?
So I get, like, live moss from my backyard and, like, from between cracks, and then I, like, blend it because moss doesn't have roots.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can just apply it to walls.
Steve, did you know that moss does not have roots?
I didn't know that. I'm learning a lot here.
Me too.
As I do each weekend, Kid of the Week. The exciting thing about this is you're having these sort of big picture ideas at 14. Imagine what you can do to change the world. I don't put all the pressure on you.
I know, right? A lot to do.
But it's very cool. Have you sort of always had a scientific mind like this?
I guess since I was really little, I used to like to take apart, like, pens and stuff. And then I would...
Oh, you like to see how stuff is made.
Yeah, for sure.
Take Dave apart. See what's inside him.
Or not.
There's something called the Winnetka Idea Tank. What is that about?
So, basically, like, over the summer... I got to participate in this really cool thing where I got to come up with an idea over the summer, basically plan how I wanted it to work. Then I got to propose it to a bunch of, like, judges.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the opportunity to win $250 to kind of help with my project.
And so it's like a Shark Tank for Winnetka kids, kind of?
Yeah, basically. But I'm from Evanston, so didn't really know a lot of people.
Yeah, well, that's all right. There's no war anymore. Dave, didn't you help solve the Evanston-Winnetka Civil War?
Yes, I did. I was pleased to do that. Weren't those Scutney guys? They were from the Winnetka idea tank.
Were they the same?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, so that's a cool program.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
All right, so are your friends into this?
I mean, I feel like I have a good friend group at school, and then I have, like, my STEM friends who will see, like, about, like, once a month to work on programs.
The STEM kids, are they considered nerds? I mean, are they, you know, because nerds rule the world. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, for sure, because I definitely have, like, friends who are on the cheer team and also are really into STEM, or you can be into football, really into STEM.
But nerds shouldn't be a bad thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Nerds are just smart people.
Yeah, it's just another group of really smart people who own you. and yes, G.
And I love that you were inspired by the Chicago Botanic Garden, that you were hanging out with Grandma, and that's who you were with when you got inspired. But are you going to be heading back to the Botanic Garden?
This is a very
garden?
Unique circumstance. Our officer...
Sorry about that.
All right, Clep, come on, man. Clep, get on it, baby.
Are you going to be heading back to get some advice from them? And
well, I already did. During last... we had an off day. And so basically, I went over to the Botanic Garden and saw one of their senior horticulturalists who helped me harvest moss in the English Garden.
It's unbelievable. You're very impressive.
Well, thanks.
And let me tell you something. I can tell from your mom, she's very supportive, so you must have a wonderful family. But there will always be people in your life that don't entirely get your vision. Keep your passion about these things. And if you believe in something, go for it.
Of course. Thank you.
Yeah. It's really nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
You're going to do big things in life.
Thanks.
Yeah. And I look forward to going to your moss paint store in a few years and redoing my entire house in moss.
Doing it all from Home Depot, right?
Right. No, forget about Home Depot, unless you get a deal. But it's very, very cool. Who do you want to say hi to this morning? I mean, I'm talking about teachers, friends, grandparents. We've got till 10. Take your time.
She's very organized. I love her. She has a book. She has everything written out.
Okay.
So basically, I want to say, like, thank you to all... the Northwestern mentors, they were really awesome in showing me that, like, minorities can also be a really big, important part of the STEM community.
But, by the way, I don't mean to interrupt you, but you have a very interesting background.
Yeah, Mexican-Ukrainian, so that's an interesting mix.
Right? Yeah, it's very great. But it's a lovely look, you know, so I don't know what holidays you celebrate, but it's a very interesting mix, yes.
Yeah, having two Christmases, really beneficial.
Really great food. I mean, you've hit the food jackpot for
sure. All right, so continue. I interrupted you.
Thank you to Idea Tank. Thank you to the entire Evan STEM team. You guys really helped me out in the last 3 years, just getting me really interested in the community. Thanks to all my science teachers, librarians I've had over the years. Shout out to Dawes Elementary School. You guys really got me integrated into the STEM kind of universe. Thank you to everyone at the Chicago Botanic Garden. You guys are incredible. And thanks for all the hard work you guys do.
And very encouraging, obviously, as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And, yeah.
And thanks to your mom for bringing you here.
Oh, yeah, for waking her up early.
Yeah, so you have to go to school now.
I do.
Any tests or anything today?
I think I just have some biology homework I need to finish up, so.
All right, so let me just write you a note here. Dear Helena's teachers, she's amazing. Give her whatever she wants. How's that? Does that work for her now?
Yeah, that's perfect. Do you need an A?
congratulations on your success already, and please stay in touch. And when you become a big, big star in the STEM world, or whatever world you choose, I hope you'll be back here. The only person you forgot to thank is really a thing. You forgot to thank Moss. Thank you, Moss.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for coming over. I appreciate it. Thank you, Mom.
Thank you.